This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He is an internationally recognized expert when it comes to cardiological care, a preventive cardiologist, that's what he calls himself, and I think that's kind of a nice handle, in fact. Should you care after your, if this is the first time you've listened to this program, maybe by the end of it, you'll think, hey, this guy's really cool, I want to talk to him, how can I get him to give me some expertise on whatever is bothering me? Well, it's pretty easy to do that via the new telemedicine route. You can call his office for an appointment, 352-735-1400. That's the number in the office in Florida. So, again, it falls to us, Ken, to talk about all things COVID. First item of interest is our life expectancy chart. Apparently, this COVID thing has really had a negative impact on our life expectancy. Would you like to explain from whatever journal, what are the things that Ken does is go through all the medical journals, all the research, all the news to sort of boil it down as to how it impacts or affects you or what you need to know about it. So what about our life expectancy?
Well, COVID has certainly made the CDC busy in terms of its publications, putting out policies, advice, guidance. It changes often, it confuses us, it helps us, and they were very busy this week putting out a lot, and we'll talk about some of it. And one of the items that they mentioned this week is that it's been a long time since the death rate in America has fallen. You know, over the last few decades, it ticks up, and Americans have been living longer and longer. But sadly, this year, the U.S. life expectancy fell by a year during the first half of 2020, and this is felt to be all due to COVID-19. Let's hope that we see by the end of this year. You know, we learned the president said that by the end of the year, this year, things will be different. And he said a couple of days ago that vaccines will be widely available by July. Let's hope that the expectations were not being raised too high and we beat those suggestions. But that's what we're in for. And you know, there has been some good news in the past few weeks. The incidence, the numbers have dropped 40 to 50% in the last several weeks of the people who have COVID-19. The positivity rates have dramatically dropped. Unfortunately, in the last few days, there's been a little tick up, but nothing to where it's been or was in December and January, and we're back to where we were in the fall. This is very encouraging. Why the number of cases has diminished, the death rate hasn't yet fallen, but you know, the death rate is a lagging indicator. It takes a few weeks for the death rate to fall after the number of cases have fell, and I think in the next week or two we're going to see the death rates drop also. I think this tick up this week is just a little up and down of the data, but I think the main drive right now of numbers of cases, if you look at the numbers, is down, and it's really come down in the last month significantly. It's dramatic. You'll hear a lot of thoughts about this, and I think as we learn more information, there's different opinions. My thought is that it's a combination of the number of Americans who actually have this is probably higher than we think. Even the folks at Johns Hopkins who keep the scorecard, I was listening to one of the public health physicians, he's a surgeon from Johns Hopkins, talk about it, and he believes it's anywhere from 2 to 5 times higher, and he thinks it's more likely 4 to 5 times higher than what the scorecard shows. Remember, the scorecard is only the number of diagnosed cases, not the number of actual cases. He just thinks it's much, much higher.
Well,
than
people
that
walking around with it, don't know it, maybe have had a slight case of it, they
exactly
thought it was something else, they stayed home for a day or two and on with their life. life they went. Yeah,
exactly. So if the scorecard says about 30 million people and you put a 4 next to that, you know, that's about 120, and you start putting the people who were vaccinated with a 4 to 5 times factor, you may be up to 150 million Americans. And we need to get to 75% of 350 million to have herd immunity where we're safe. So, you know, we're looking about 280 million Americans, and we're for about 150 there. You know, we're making some significant progress, and maybe we'll make it there before July or before December. We were advised by the current administration by December. Hopefully we'll make it there before December. But, you know, it's all a matter of how quickly we all get vaccinated and whether there are any new variants along the way. And you can't get mutations if we all get vaccinated, because remember, viruses need a host, and this virus, a human host, to survive. And if we get rid of the human host, we're going to get rid of this virus, and it won't have time to make these mutants, and that's what's going to slow down our progress. I know you're all tired of these masks, you're tired of the social distancing, you want to live your lives again, but this is no time to give up. We've got a few more months. Hopefully it's not till December, hopefully it's sooner, but we just have to even be more vigilant now, because these variants are coming. These variants are more contagious, they're potentially more deadly, and if we can just make it a few more months so we get to herd immunity, this virus won't have a home to live, and we can move on and get past this whole thing. So when you get the vaccine, you're not only protecting yourself, you're protecting everyone, and you're shortening the time when we all can get back to our lives. So you're doing a good deed for not only yourself, but for everybody.
Right. It's good. It's all about trying to help others other than yourself. And so you make the decision to get it done. I'm trying to get mine in the next week. I thought I'd have it by now. But one of the problems to getting this done, Ken, as you know, recognizing the fact that the political aspects or the governmental aspects of this in some areas, California is an example, most of the coasts, and I don't know about Midland, Heartland America, but I know any of the states I'm familiar with, it is a bloody mess. Massachusetts is so screwed up. They opened up the portal so that people my age can get a shot last night, and within 5 minutes of opening it, crashed. So they haven't paid enough attention to this software. It's disgusting, frankly, how we all kind of want to do the right thing and we depend on government, and once again, government lets us down. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, Doug Steffen as well, on DJV Health. We continue with our focus on COVID because we've got some more things to relay. First, though, I want to, and this is sort of related to COVID, that is getting you in the clear when it comes to your sinus, to your nostrils, to your nose. There's a system from a company called Clear. It isn't spelled with a C, it's spelled with an X. X-L-E-A-R. And that's in tribute recognizing that the main ingredient in Clear, it contains xylitol, which starts with an X, and that's why they did what they did. It's an all-natural ingredient that comes from fruits, veggies, and it does what it's supposed to do, man. It gets rid of those bacterial colonies. The xylitol will block viruses, SARS-CoV-2, for example. You can enjoy small moments. No matter what the season, you can use this around the year. It's very good. I've said use the Navage cleanser in the morning and at night, and then this through the day. Keep your nostrils clean. Get rid of strep and staph, or keep it from coming into your body with the moisturizer, the cleanser that goes into your nose with a couple of quick sprays. You'll find it by going to Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy it online, Amazon, eBay. Go to the grocery store, to the drugstore. You'll find it there as well. Spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's Clear that it works. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors. colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with the doctor and continuing focus on COVID. Apparently, according to some of the information that you have, there's no need to quarantine. And let's clarify this, the first 3 months after you have a vaccination, you want to give us some more on that?
Well, this is some good news. Let me unpack this and clearly. And the CDC commented about those who get exposed to somebody who has COVID and what you have to do next. And the good news is if you've been vaccinated, for example, I don't think my daughter will mind, but she learned this past week that her roommate had COVID-19. So what do you do when you are exposed? And most people who are getting COVID-19 are getting it from people they live with, either their spouse or an adult child in the house. And this is one of the most common ways currently that people are getting COVID-19. And there are guidelines, and they're a little complicated about what you're supposed to do if you are exposed to somebody who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. And if you read through them, and I urge you to if you are exposed, because they're not the easiest things to discuss because they really depend on your own situation, where you are, but it can be between anywhere between 7 to 14 days that you need to be quarantined. And the good news is this week that the CDC added some instructions that if you've gotten your second dose of either Moderna or Pfizer, and you're 2 weeks out from your second dose, then you don't have to quarantine if, in fact, you've been exposed to somebody who's been diagnosed with COVID-19.
So what do you have? You have a card that you show. So how do you, if somebody comes up, I don't even know how you get the first shot, you get a card. You get another card when you get the second shot. Is that how it works?
You get the same. On your card, they will write and sign the date you get whatever shot you have. And each of us who've been vaccinated have this official card.
Right. All right. So that's important for people to know. I just don't want it to become like some situation in World War II when you were asked to show your papers. That's not something that we think America should stand for. So I don't know how we're going to work around that, because I think there's a lot of that coming, frankly, in the mindset that people have. Coming up next, what happens if you have a strong immune system and you get the vaccination? I'm going to ask Ken about that, because I've heard some stories that are kind of, as doctors say, counterintuitive or contraindicative or whatever that lingo is. So we'll get to that as we continue this week's DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Discussion with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, weekly here on the DJV Health Program. You can find it, you can find a lot of info not only by listening to the program, the whole program, but also we have our podcasts and the most recent DJV Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken, focusing on the decrease in numbers. We've sort of added to that this week, explaining how the three types of vaccines work. And there is that explanation. Again, it's sort of the update. Every week we're doing an update, and you can find the update and other ancillary information about your health and well-being from Ken's investigative work at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So the question comes on experience that people have had. I've been talking to people, as you know, the Monday through Friday program. We certainly spend a lot of time. We kind of nationally own that story, the story of COVID and all the things that go with it. And with that comes stories from people. And so we've gotten off onto a sort of a tangent about the impact. Once you've had the shot, how will you be affected or the shots? And it seems, at least in my circle, the consensus is, Ken, if you have a strong immune system and you get the shot, you're going to be more sick than if you have a weak immune system and you get the shot. What do you think of that?
Well, let me just untangle that. When you get vaccinated with COVID-19, right now there's two that are available from this new technology, the mRNA, either the Pfizer or the Moderna, and this will probably in the next few weeks change. We're all hoping in the next few weeks that Johnson & Johnson's vaccine will be approved. This is only a one-time shot, and it doesn't have storage issue, and so it'll be more available, and so this will really make the availability improve. But when you get vaccinated, you want to have some reaction because it means that the immune system has been activated, and that's what you're trying to do with the vaccine. In the big 40,000 people studies of each of these vaccines, 50% had reactions, but 94, then 95% actually had effect. So, you know, if you don't have any reaction, it doesn't mean you're a loser and you won't have any benefit, because I just mentioned what happened in the studies. But if you have a reaction, it means, wow, your immune system took hold. So don't fret it. Most reactions occur the day after the vaccine and last for about a day. I have had both shots. I'm now more than a month out from my second shot. And the day after the vaccine, I had some fatigue, a little worse with the second vaccine. With the first one, I had some chills. Didn't have it with the second one. With the second one, I had some muscle aches. I had no fever, no headache, which are common. And I had some soreness at the injection site with both of them. All of this lasted for one day. 2 days after, I was back in the gym. I felt nothing. And so you want to plan a real lazy day, easy day the day after. And if you have a reaction, don't worry about it. The only people who should not get this vaccine immediately are people who've had serious allergic reactions. You need an EpiPen. Talk to an allergist before you have your vaccine if you're in that small subgroup.
Right. Okay. So that's helpful. I want to talk about the different vaccines and if you can mix the RNA vaccines with the DNA vaccines. And that's not getting into the weeds too much. I don't think it is anyway. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments, because we've got another half hour with Dr. Ken here on this week's DJV Health Show. Again, the podcast you can find at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-254-5040. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal, and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The NASA Mars rover Perseverance made a dangerous robotic landing on Mars, starting a high-tech mission to hunt for signs of life in an ancient lake bed. USA's Tim Berg has more.
After a seven-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, but I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Doug Steffen, happy to have with me Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his perch. His clinic is Lake Cardiology. He's a preventive cardiologist down in Mardura, Florida. Check it out. 352-735-1400 puts you right into the queue at Ken's office. 352 is the area code. 735-1400 is the number at Lake Cardiology. You brought up something that I think a lot of people, even if they're not aware of it, ought to know. I had dinner with a woman who was a scientist and had been working on all of these various vaccines quite directly. And so she was explaining to me the difference between the RNA vaccines and the DNA vaccines. And she didn't want to have anything to do with the DNA vaccine. She wanted, because she said of whatever possible consequences, if there's consequences to both of them, it would less affect our mortality and longevity if we have the RNA vaccines versus the DNA vaccines.
Well, I'm not sure how she knows what she told you.
She came up with a formula, in fact, for the mRNA that they used at Pfizer's. That's what I know.
Well, there could be a bias.
So how do you, you're working for one company, and so how do we know the other? Well, she said you don't want to mess with DNA. Okay, so where do we go with that?
Give me a second. Yeah. None of them will mess with DNA. The traditional vaccines injected protein into the body, a protein of the virus that we're trying to immunize you from. So in the old days, you know, before, prior to 2020 and Ebola, which was an mRNA vaccine, what we would do, for example, for if we wanted to give you a chickenpox vaccine, we would give you a, inject you with a protein from the chickenpox virus, and then the immune system would respond to that as a foreign body, remember it, and then when you saw the chickenpox virus, it would be locked and loaded in your immune system, this selective antibody to kill the chickenpox virus. And that's the traditional way this has been done. You know, that's how polio was done. That's how everything was done. Mumps, measles. But what has changed is this new technology. Instead of injecting the protein of the virus into the body, we're now injecting the code to make the protein of the virus into the body. And that's what the messenger RNA vaccine is. It's the code to make a viral protein. And we inject a little bit of messenger RNA with the Pfizer vaccine and with the Moderna vaccine, which gives the cells of the body that make protein, the protein-producing machinery of the body, the code, the messenger RNA, and then it makes amazingly concentrated amounts right in the body of the foreign protein, you know, the kneecap, I call it, of the virus. And then your immune system sees this new protein being made in the body because we just injected the code to make it as a foreign body. The immune system makes selective targeted antibody against this new protein. And then when the virus comes in, the immune system is locked and loaded, remembers this foreign protein, and it's the so-called spike protein. You know, think about the kneecap of the virus, and it, and the immune system makes tons of antibodies selectively against the spike protein, the kneecap of the virus, cuts off the legs of the virus. The virus can't attach to the human body and gets washed out, and that's how the mRNA vaccines work. Now, the DNA vaccine coming from Johnson & Johnson actually injects the code to make the mRNA. So remember, the way it works in the body, the DNA makes the RNA, and then the RNA gives the code to the protein production.
All right, we got into the weeds, but I think it's good to hear all that. Now I understand it better. But I want to know, because a lot of people are going to ask this that don't know any better. Okay, let's say I get a shot of Moderna. It's my first shot. And then, because of supplies or whatever it is, this is just hypothetical. There isn't Moderna around, but the Johnson & Johnson is around. It's a one shot. Can we mix the two?
Okay, there are. This is where I'm going to give you my opinion, mm-hmm. and because there's a lot of opinions out there.
Yes, there are.
I am a trained medical scientist, and I believe that you need to use evidence. And all of this has been tested based on giving the two of the same company's vaccines on a certain schedule. And I think until what you're proposing is tested and shown to be safe and effective.
I'm not proposing. I'm just asking.
Right. But
it makes sense to do, or is it dangerous?
Okay. Well, it's, we don't know because that hasn't been tested. Mm-hmm. There are a number of physicians advocating, you know, we don't have enough of the two vaccines. Just give one. You know, we don't have enough to match up. So, you know, as long as you get one.
I've heard that.
If you get,
people have said in my neck of the woods, okay, I'm going to get one and hope that that works because there's not enough to go around for two.
I don't, in my humble opinion, and many other experts are advocating, please don't do that because that's not what's been tested. But there are, you'll hear some physicians speculating that that would work, and
you're going to hear
some people say, speculate that giving one will be okay. And these are not people without significant backgrounds and credentials.
Yeah, right.
But in my humble opinion, and this is one area where I'm, you know, I know Dr. Fauci's a controversial figure, but this is, I mean, this is one area where he and I are in total agreement because I heard him recently talk about this. But there are some people in prominent positions who are not in total agreement. I would suggest that we try to go by what the evidence shows us, what's been tested, and until these alternative immunization programs are tested and shown safe and effective, we try to avoid them.
All right, there it is. Some more on COVID, including what happens to your eyes if you have COVID. That's something that has been just recently researched. I'll get to the bottom of that with Ken as we continue on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Can a cup of tea a day help keep the doctor away? Andy Solomon has that story and the answer to that question.
Research shows that a cup or two a day of unsweetened green or black tea may help lower your risk of heart disease. Dr. Joy Dubow, registered dietitian from Lipton, has more.
We know both unsweetened green and black tea provides benefits. The new 2020 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend unsweetened tea because it is hydrating and contains zero calories and zero added sugar.
The American Heart Association is working with Lipton to help raise awareness on the impact of diet and lifestyle on heart health.
When it comes to heart health, unsweetened green or black tea is a good choice to help you manage a healthier diet. Relative to non-tea drinkers, daily unsweetened tea consumption is associated with higher good cholesterol, known as HDL, and lower body weight.
Learn more about simple ways to keep your heart healthy, like exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and following a heart-healthy diet at lifeiswhy.org.
A focus on you and your health and your well-being. Man, isn't it all things COVID when you think about how you live your day? You hear it from one end of the day to the other. And one of the things that you hear consistently from really good medical scientists is that if you are overweight, if your BMI is way beyond the beyond, if you have 35, 40, 45 extra pounds or more, you are a sitting duck for COVID. Ken will tell you that. Any good doctor, Jack, they'll all tell you the same thing, that you, if you're overweight and your body is not conditioned and you smoke and you drink and all of those things that have led you perhaps to put on weight, now is your time. Now you need to lose the weight to protect yourself, protect your family. I mean, you don't want to be gone and leave your family without some, you know, an important member. And think about it from your own perspective. So if you've gotten into the mindset, okay, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to try this program, that program, another program, yep, good idea. Not one of them, however, will guarantee that if you stay on the program, you'll keep the weight off. Because people don't stay on the program, they lose the weight, wow, look at this, I'm great! And then they go back to the same habits they had before, and they put the weight back on again. Okay, so along comes Calitrin, the way to get healthy the right way, without stimulants, without drugs. Exercise is good, but you won't have to take, as you continue living on a crash diet thing. You don't have to live on drugs. You don't have to live on stimulants to keep the weight off. You live by taking four Calitrins at night before you go to bed, and that's it. All natural. This is a proven collagen protein and digestive enzyme complex that repairs and rebuilds the lean muscle within your body. And it keeps you going. So after you start losing the weight, stay on Calitrin, and you'll love, love, love the results. Guaranteed to your money back, actually. That's the bottom line. That's how they've lasted for decades there. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. See what you can get using the DJV code, free shipping, Valentine's special, and this weekend they added an extra week to it. So if you want to make sure that you have as much product as you need, buy whatever you need and you get twice as much. So you'll have twice as long to stay on the product, make sure that you will have success. It's a great support system. Take advantage of it. Go to toploss.com and upon checkout, use the code DJV.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're looking for a career in the tech sector, there are jobs in Calgary, Alberta. Xeris is a Calgary tech company that basically helps other companies, like, say, warehouses and delivery services, with their outdated systems. Christina Kromstahl from Xeris explains.
The contractors now have an app where they can actually see where their delivery is, at what warehouse it's being dispatched, so it provides that kind of transparency. We have another client, for example, that where they used to have to go to one system to create contracts, so this contract management and application was very slow, and we were able to consolidate that into one application where you could create the contract and even have managers do the contract approvals all in one go.
And Xeris is just one of many Calgary companies looking for help. Check out the career opportunities at livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. Now's a perfect time to renew your sleep with the one-of-a-kind comfort of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I managed to mention a few minutes ago, there's been a study done of COVID and what it does to your eyes. I don't know that anybody's looked at this. We haven't talked about it, so where do we go with this, Ken?
Right, and this is severe COVID. Doug, if I can just comment and clarify what you were talking about, obesity and diabetes and lung disease, that's for getting severe COVID-19, not necessarily just getting any COVID-19.
Everyday variety of it.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
and,
right, and going to the hospital, you know, in danger of death, that kind
correct.
Of stuff.
Correct, And COVID-19 is a unique disease in terms of the wide range of outcomes that people have in terms of severity of the disease they get. Some people, many people, a lot of people don't even know they have the disease or the symptoms are so minimal. Whereas there's this fraction of people who end up in the hospital for 3 to 4 weeks and they don't see any of their loved ones and they're on a ventilator maybe all that time, or they're in isolation all that time, and there's some who don't even get out of the hospital and don't survive it. And it's a horrible way to go. And it's the severe COVID-19 that we want to prevent everybody from. And this week there was a report in the medical journal Radiology of another area where people who have severe COVID-19 have to be concerned. There's a fraction of them, not a lot, but fortunately, but still a few who get severe damage to the eyes. There's a huge inflammation in the macula where the major focusing occurs, and they end up with long-term damage to the eyes. This is why getting that immunization, that vaccine, is so important. This is what will prevent all of us from ever knowing anything about severe COVID-19.
Right.
And
okay.
Also why you can't give up on the social distancing, the masking, keeping the hands clean and off the face until we get to herd immunity. And we know we're all sick of these guidance instructions, but just a few more months, we're close, and we can't give up right now because these variants, which are more contagious, potentially more deadly, are out there. And the quicker we all get vaccinated, we decrease the ability of this vaccine to make variants. Mutations, and that's what's going to linger and prolong us having to live like this. And the quicker we get vaccinated, no chance for any variants.
Yeah, well, we can keep hammering that home, that's for sure. Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken coming up in a few moments here on DJV Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's TJV Health Time. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. Here joins us every week with answers to lots of questions. So here's a follow-up. This is kind of why I asked you on one of our questions, one of our concerns was weight, the connection to weight, how overweight, when we're talking about the use of weight loss products, business about how heavy is too heavy. Somebody who listens in Dayton, Ohio, Jimmy, writes, since the COVID epidemic began, I've gained 50 pounds. Despite dieting combined with exercise, I keep gaining weight. What do I do?
Well, this is quite common, not the amount, but most people have put on the COVID 10, some more,
right.
And part of the
comfort is the comfort 10.
it's been stress. The level of anxiety, depression in this country is off, skyrocketed.
Off the charts, yeah.
And also in many areas of the country, the gyms have been closed and still are not open, and that has been a big factor. So you have to look around what you're eating. You have to maybe get a televisit with a dietitian so that they can set up what you're eating, the calorie count each day. That is so important. And you need to stay in that exercise program. And if you haven't been in an exercise program, you know, talk to the doctor before you start one. A fraction, about 5% of people, have thyroid issues that account for it. But it's usually because you're eating the wrong number of calories. It doesn't matter, even if you're eating all healthy foods and you eat too many calories, you're going to gain weight. So you have to eat the right number of calories based on your your height, your target weight, your activity. This is where a dietitian is so helpful, and you have to eat the right healthy foods. Also, getting enough sleep is so important for losing weight and getting into an exercise program. And if needed, check the thyroid.
All right, so here's a listener that listens to us on our station in Salt Lake City. Jeremiah is his name. That's where Dr. Jack is. Will getting the flu shot increase my chances of getting COVID-19?
Absolutely not. Right. Just the opposite. The studies show that there's some added benefit of getting the flu shot and lowering your risk of getting COVID. It's not a substitute for the vaccine for COVID, but if you notice this year, do you know anyone who's had the flu?
No, that's why we were talking about that with Jack this week.
The fact that
the numbers are down to practically nothing.
Minimal. This year's flu is minimal, and I think it's a number of factors. Is that so many people this year got the flu vaccine because of the strong urging, because it's hard to differentiate between COVID and flu, and we have learned that getting the flu vaccine does help limit your risk of getting severe COVID-19, which is a very good thing. Another good reason why getting the flu vaccine.
Masking and distancing certainly have helped, don't you think?
Absolutely. The masking, the distancing, keeping our hands clean and off our face, all the things for COVID-19 definitely help lower the risk of getting flu.
Right. All right, next question. Can you give us an update on the South African strain and whether the vaccines will meet the challenge?
Okay, the latest on this, and, you know, ask me in a week or two because this is going to change. But the latest is on the, because there's right now three variants that we're concerned about, Brazil, England, and the South African. And the one of most concern is the South African one. But as of this moment, it looks like the vaccines, although they may not be perfect in preventing any disease, they're preventing what we're really concerned about, and that is hospitalization and death. And that seems, as of this moment, they're still effective there. But this is something being very carefully watched. In fact, Pfizer and Moderna have already coded genetically the variant from South Africa, and they're already working on a booster. That's this new mRNA technology. It's amazing how quickly they can do this. And they're already working on a booster, and we haven't decided yet if we're going to administer it. It'll depend on whether we continue to be able to protect ourselves as we are with the current vaccines.
Right. All right. So that's new information, too, the fact that they're sort of adding that in to future batches of this. That'll make people rest easier once they've had the shots. So lots of information, as usual, from Dr. Ken. And you can send the info, the questions along to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, if you want. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Stephan on DJV Health.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.